Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. And I pray that if you're a saved person, and I tell you, I ask you to pray for me as I come on the air and as I have these broadcasts. I want you praying for me, the Lord to help me and bless me and give me what I need to say, that I might be a light and a help to someone. I do want to be used in the service, and I want to be able to help everybody I can. And I know I can only do that through the Lord. So I'm trusting the Lord today. I'm trusting Him and having faith to know that He will bring forth a message that's pleasing in His sight and that will be a light and help to somebody. I try to submit myself and turn myself over to Him and let Him have His way. I tell you, I don't want to say what I think, and I don't want to come and just say whatever I want to say. But I tell you, I want to come with us after the Lord and what He's given me. Because the Holy Spirit knows what you need today. I don't. But He knows exactly what you need to hear today. And so if I follow Him, then I know He'll be able to speak to you. And He'll be able to take this word and be able to really deal with your heart. And be able to draw you with cords of love. If you've never been saved, draw you to repentance, to a place of salvation. And I tell you, if you are saved, it'll bring you to a place of repentance as well. Or whatever it is to get your heart right with God. But I love the Lord today. And I'm thankful He's a merciful, long-suffering God. And He has mercy upon us all. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, we'd all be consumed. But I'm thankful to know that God is a one. And Jesus, He's on the right hand of the Father, interceding prayers for the saints according to the will of God. And I'm thankful that He is my advocate, and He is the one that stands. And I tell you, He blesses, and He, I thank God, He's my high priest. And I can go to Him, and I know He will mediate my case. And so I'm thankful to know that today, but my goal today is to speak the Word of God. I want to see people get saved. I want to see people get really born again. I don't want people being counterfeited. I tell you, the devil's strong. He's good at what he does. And there's so many people today, I've talked to them over the years, and I've heard them talk and speak in different places. And I tell you, it's sad to what people, what they really think what saved is, or how they got saved. But I tell you, the Bible tells us it's by grace are you saved through faith. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. How you get saved is a gift. And it did not come by your good works. It came by what Jesus did at Calvary. He's the one. He's the grace of God that brought salvation to all men. And that's what Jesus says. The Bible said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's only one way to heaven. And that's through the Lord Jesus. He is the door. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by Him. And so He is the grace of God. And I tell you, if you'll come to Him, I promise you He'll have mercy upon you. And I tell you, He'll give you a gift, a free gift of eternal life if you'll come as He bids you come. Now you gotta come, like the way He says come. Now you gotta come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You got to be humble. You got to be honest. You got to be sincere. And I tell you, no one gets saved outside of that. You got to be open and honest with the Lord. And it is a simple thing to be saved. All you got to do is be real with God. And when you come to Him, I tell you, you can pray and you can be saved. But the Bible said you can, you must have faith to believe. You got to hear the gospel, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And you got to hear this gospel today. And I tell you, as you hear it, the Lord will give you faith to believe. And when you do, I tell you, He'll save you, and then He'll give you a measure of faith. I tell you, you'll begin to walk in faith. The Bible said then after you have faith, you're to build up your most holy faith. You're to build it up. You're to work on that. You're to pray in the Holy Ghost, and that's how we build up ourselves in the Lord, is praying in the Holy Spirit and building up our most holy faith by trusting the Lord and obeying His voice and let Him do a work in us that we would be able to glorify Him. And we'll do that as we walk in the Spirit and not in our flesh. I tell you, we're walking by faith, not by sight. And so therefore we can please God. The Bible said the only way to please God is to have faith. And the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God, excuse me, must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that generally seeks Him. But the Bible said in the book of Jude, He said, but beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Now, He gave us a faith. The foundation's there. And it, we're to build upon it. We're to build on our most holy faith. I tell you, Jesus gave us that faith. You know, we couldn't have it without that. If it wasn't for the grace of God, there's no way we could ever be saved. There's no way that we could ever believe on Him if it wasn't for His love and His mercy toward us and the Holy Spirit dealing with our hearts. I tell you, we're just lost. We're hopeless without Him. And so, therefore, He gave us grace. It's by grace are we saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. But the Bible said here in the book of Jude, verse 20, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. We're looking for His coming. We know He's coming. We know He's coming back. And I'm so thankful that His mercy is renewed every day. His mercy is upon us. But I tell you, we're looking for the Lord to come back. And we're thankful that His mercy is there. And I tell you, that's why the Lord is still dealing with sinners. And I tell you, people that you would think that would never get saved, people you think have lived a hard life, I'm going to tell you that the mercy of the Lord, it goes deeper than we can ever realize, what we could ever think. And I'm so thankful that the Lord, He's able to save. I mean, I'm from the lowest to the highest. I mean, from the lowest of the sinners to the worst of the worst, to those who was not sort of not so bad. But He all needs to be saved and all needs to come to knowledge of the truth. And He's able to lift you up out of the quagmire sin and put your feet on the solid rock. And that rock is Christ. And I tell you, then you'll live by faith. Once we get saved, we live by faith. That's the only way we can get saved, first of all, is by faith. And then we got to live by faith. But we got to build up this faith. And we got to really trust God, believe God. And we got to start walking in the Spirit and not after the flesh. Now, He said in the book of Romans, chapter number 7 there, I believe it is, when He talked about the flesh and how the warfare that was going on in His flesh, the Apostle Paul was writing unto the church of Rome there. And it was for us. It's for us to understand. And I tell you, he was being honest and he was talking about his flesh and how there was a warfare going on and how that the spirit was against the flesh and the flesh was against the spirit. And he said that he didn't want to do, he did and so forth. But, and even when he was trying to do good, there was always evil present with him. And so there he began to talk about this thing, but then he talked about what his real delight was. And he said, my delight's in the law of God after the inward man. So you see, we have an inward man. We have an outward man. And this old outward man is our flesh. And so we're still tempted. Our flesh is by the devil. He's the god of this flesh. And so he'll come and he'll tempt us as a believer. And he'll try to cause us to run after sin. He wants us to get wrapped up in our flesh and the things of this world. I mean, things that don't seem to be so simple, but if we put it before God, He wants to get us so wrapped up and running after that outward man that we're not feeding the inward man. And so therefore, I tell you, we've become condemned in our spirit because we have the Holy Spirit. And when we grieve that Holy Spirit, I tell you, we are condemned. And so we never will be condemned as far as our salvation is concerned. Because He's already justified our spirit. He's already saved us. And I tell you, He put something real inside of us. But I say, we're still in a warfare. We're still battling our flesh. And so we got to say no to it. And as we do, and we feed that inward man, I tell you, we're going to be able to, we'll have the fruits of the Spirit. And then when we walk in the Spirit, we're going to be a light. We're going to be an effective witness. I tell you, we're going to be able to please God because we're walking with God. And see, that's what pleases God. It's walking with God. And see, that's what Enoch did when the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, in the faith chapter, it talked about, I believe it was the 7th from Adam, it talked about Enoch, that he walked with God. He had a testimony with the Lord. And so, and that's how we know. The Bible said in verse 5 of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, it said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that just diligently seek him. And so, in the book of Genesis, it tells us as well, chapter 5, verse 22, it talked about Enoch and how he walked with God. You see, he had a good testimony. And he believed the Lord. And the Lord told him he was going to take him. And so he did. And he believed God. He believed the Lord. And so the Lord blessed him. And so he took him on. But this man was a man of faith. And so that's what he talks about here. As we all been saved, we have this faith. And by faith, we understand that that's how the world was created. By faith, we realize that God spoke the world into existence. We understand that. We wasn't there when he created it, but we know it's real because we see his handiwork. We see his power each and every day. We see how the moon and the sun, and he keeps that in his place. And we see how he created all these things and how he controls the sea and so forth. And all the rivers run into the sea and how he gives all breath, all that living. He feeds them from the grasshopper to the human being to whatever's upon this earth. He feeds them. And I tell you, he just keeps it all going. And so he created all things, but we understand this by faith. We know this because we see his handiwork, and we know that he's a real God. He's an awesome God. I mean, more than that. I mean, I can't put it into words how wonderful, how precious that our God is. Now, the Bible said even Cain and Abel there as they went. And now Abel brought an offering unto God. And God accepted that offering, and it was pleasing in God's sight. And he obtained a good witness. He obtained witness that he was righteous. Why? Because he brought what God required. God required a bloody sacrifice. And Cain, he brought the fruit of the ground. He was a tiller of the ground. He brought the works of his own hands, and he was rejected of that because he didn't bring that blood sacrifice. He didn't bring what God required. And so you won't get to heaven without faith, and you won't get to heaven without bringing your broken heart, your contrite spirit. You can try to bring your good works. You can try to bring your water baptism and join up with a church. But if you really never ever been born again and saved, I tell you, you're not going to be accepted. I tell you, you're not going to obtain witness that you're righteous. No, sir. But see, I've obtained witness that I'm righteous because Jesus is righteous. And his blood that was shed has been applied to the doorpost of my heart. And therefore, I'm justified by his blood. That's the only way I'm going to get to heaven is by his blood. And when Jesus, when the Lord looks on his son's blood, and I tell you, that's what he sees me. See, he won't see me as a sinner. He sees his son. And so Abel, he brought a sacrifice that was pointing to the lamb without spot, lamb without blemish, a lamb foreordained before the foundation of the world to be slain. And to be a sacrifice for the sin of the world. And that is the Lord Jesus. So that's what this sacrifice was about. And it was to be bring it forth. And so Abel, he obtained a good witness. And so we see that these elders here in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, that they obtained a good report because they believed God. Now you see, if you go back and read about Enoch, you'll see how he walked with God. You'll see how Noah also found grace in the eyes of God. And he also walked with God. The Lord wants us to walk with him. He wants us to walk in the Spirit. He wants us to feed that inward man and have that delight in the inward man, and that we would have no condemnation, and that we would be able to know that we have the petitions that we ask God about, because we have the witness on the inside that the Holy Spirit, and we know we're saved, and we know we have these. The Lord answers our prayers. But I see today that my time's just so quickly coming and going. But my prayer to God is today, my friend, if you've never been saved, if you never really had a personal experience in grace, you need to come. You need to repent of your sins, confess your sin, ask God to have mercy upon you, sinner. Come with your broken heart and your contrite spirit, and he'll save you. He'll give you that faith, and then you'll build upon that faith. And I tell you, it just gets better and better each and every day you live for Jesus. How precious it is, how wonderful it is, that he don't leave us alone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.